It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm really glad you corrected me. People are always really glad when they're corrected.
When did young girls start dressing like tramps?
They call them prostitutes.
Prostitutes.
I get it.
What they call them.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. Still waiting for my house call from some local doctor who can give me a pill to get my voice back.
To fix it?
After 2 weeks.
You really didn't put out that plea. You just mostly complained.
Okay, let me try this.
Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me. Please help me.
If you love him,
help
please,
me.
Please help.
You'll help him.
We've got the first buzz of the afternoon, and also, I really think it's important we get to know another person on the staff.
Here I agree.
That I was chatting with during the break. I'm talking, of course, about Katie. Rob, please to explain exactly what Katie's position is here.
Jill of
missionary.
She is the Jill of all trades.
That's not good enough. What does she really do?
She makes sure all the commercials run
on this show.
So she's sort of an assistant to the in-studio producer.
Yeah, but I think that diminishes
co-host.
Her. She's president of commercials.
So much more.
So she, and yeah, she does, like, hits the delay if we say a nasty word.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what she does. We're going to meet her in just a second.
Good. Excellent.
I know that you've been having fun back there with her. You think she's just about the most wonderful person.
Next
to your
back.
Wife, of course.
Of course.
So we will meet her, and I want a doctor. I want to talk to a doctor.
Of course you do.
Because I started out the whole show today talking about the fact that I tried to call, and, you know, they were either out at lunch or they were, not able to see me, and even if they were going to see me, it was going to be a nurse practitioner, not the doctor, you know, the throat doctor.
Not
that
a real
I
doctor.
See,
sure.
So you're inviting a physician to call in and offer his or her services?
You know, an up-and-comer, Rob, a physician that perhaps is looking for a little leg up.
A chiropractor?
Somebody who might have, not a chiropractor, not a chiropractor and not a podiatrist.
Right, but we'll take a hack.
I'd like a hack.
At this point.
I'd like a guy that maybe, almost lost his license a couple of times, somebody who's really trying to make his way back, somebody who can just give me some advice over the phone.
How about a veterinarian?
A vet would be acceptable.
That might work.
Because yes, I'm sure dogs, you know, when they get too many hairballs would sound like this.
Woof.
But enough about me.
Please.
It's time to talk about him. Here he is with the news.
Hi, Mike. Mm-hmm. First of all, speaking of doctors, as you were earlier, you need to know this. James Garner has been to see his doctor because James Garner has suffered a mild stroke at the age of 80.
Oh, that's
Can you
shame.
Believe he's 80?
Boy, I can't believe he's that old.
Thought you ought to know.
Man, I wish I could do that right now.
I think
I seem to have a little problem with my lower lip.
I think you're doing fine.
Yes, sir. About to kick your ass across the state line.
Well, and your boots?
I'm going to go play poker with Kirk Douglas.
You know what's going to be sad is his great lasting legacy is going to be a sitcom with David Spade.
Yeah, David Spade. What a tragedy. What a tragic end of my career.
I don't care for that.
80 years old right now, wearing my little string tie,
Jim
talking
Garner.
Like this. James Garner.
Any word on how he did through the stroke? Is it a mini stroke?
Yeah, they're calling it a minor stroke, and that's
but
all
not
the information.
But not a mini stroke.
No, they haven't called it that, but Entertainment Tonight has confirmed that it's a minor stroke.
Okay, well, Godspeed, get well, James Garner.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The West Virginia primary is today. Senator Hillary Clinton is expected to win easily, despite what she says is a media bias against her.
Yes, sirree. West Virginia.
Well, she's not having media bias out there.
Hi to all the good folks up at Vixen's.
And divas as well, right?
The opera. The ballet house.
The opera house.
The opera, ballet. Call it whatever you want.
I think out there opera might be better.
Opera's around back.
Whatever is the best cover story, you just go for it. Hold on a second, Buzz. Let's go to Brent from Sacramento. Brent, you're on the show. How you doing?
Hey, fine. Thanks, Mike. I need you to confirm or deny if I'm married to a McBridian.
Go ahead.
Sunday morning, my wife came back from walking the dogs. I looked at her and said, "Is it cold outside?" She looked at her watch, looked at me, and said, "You're having what for breakfast?"
Yeah. That's close. But if it had been a McBridian call, you would have said, "Is it cold outside?" As she would have said to you, "I'm not sure if it's really cold out or not."
What would you?
Okay. Now, what would be a perfect McBridian response to that? Buzz knows.
Outside?
That's good.
Yes, that's it.
That is very
good. That would have been a McBridian. Outside. You mean in the yard?
Or better yet,
that's what it would have been.
Like that. Outside here.
Uh-huh. Outside
like,
here.
No. In Spokane.
And then she would have looked at you with a plaintive expression.
And she would have said, "Feel the dog's nose."
No, she always says that. The death toll in China from Monday's earthquake stands at nearly 10,000. Another 10,000 were injured.
That'll go up.
About 80% of the buildings in the worst hit province were destroyed. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell met with former Patriots video guy Matt Walsh for 3 hours.
Great guy.
Today.
Last week, Walsh sent Goodell 8 tapes that show New England had recorded the play calls of other teams.
This is the story Jim Nantz doesn't want you to hear.
That's right.
He's tired of it because it's not sports.
Just like steroids, why are we talking about this nonsense?
The cream and the clear guys way, way over the line.
You know, the more I talk to Nancy, the more I realize he's a good Republican. Why are we bothering with all these things that are bad and evil? We should sweep them under the carpet and still rule.
Where they belong.
He might be the best Republican.
Yes, the best kind of Republican. That would have been a good title for the book.
The best Republican?
Always by my side. The best kind of Republican.
GOP.
With a foreword by President Bush 41.
In spite of all those tapes, Goodell says there's no proof that the Pats taped St. Louis on their road to the Super Bowl.
You know, I do think that in the long run, this will not amount to anything. It just seems like too much water has passed. Mm. You know, there's just been too much time that has passed since they allegedly did all this.
Goodell
crap.
Says he could still levy more fines depending on what's turned up.
Where will they get the money?
From the NFL. They collected at the commissioner's party.
Guys, how about this?
Yes.
To bury it, we let everybody tape everything.
Wonderful idea. Collect the money at the commissioner's party and then have another shrimp.
And then send it to the GOP.
Yeah, it's a bunch of crap.
Do you ever wonder what would happen if you refused to turn off your cell phone during a commercial flight? On a flight to Dallas.
I think I probably wonder that every time I fly.
Well, good. Then we may have the answer for you.
I think I've got the answer.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Close.
Really?
Not quite
no.
that severe.
Are you trying to scare us?
No, not at all. Let me just explain what happens. No.
Flying
no.
this weekend.
Shh. Settle.
Are you really?
Settle.
My voice hurts.
Settle.
What?
On a flight to Dallas, 50-year-old Joe David Jones was asked repeatedly to hang up and turn it off.
Yeah.
He repeatedly refused.
Joe David Jones.
By the flight attendant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Two of those times, he told the Southwest flight attendants, kiss my ass.
Well, that's nice.
Just wouldn't turn off his phone.
Was he drunk?
We don't know. It doesn't appear that that was the case.
Okay.
It was a one-hour flight, mm-hmm. and Joe David Jones reportedly stayed on the phone for 20 minutes of that one-hour flight.
At the front end, I would imagine,
refusing
right?
to hang up,
okay.
yes. Yeah.
Joe David Jones.
I'm Joe David Jones.
He was, upon landing, arrested for disorderly conduct. Now you know what happens.
Oh, okay.
If
I don't mind
off your cell phone.
I don't mind that.
See, no, it wasn't an explosion at
I
all.
Thought you were going to have that story about, well, if you leave your phone on, they lost control with the tower, and they were flying towards a mountain, and suddenly he turned it off and they regain control of the aircraft.
I don't think it's a big deal.
No.
think the reason they make you do it is so you use the phone that's in the middle seat in front of you.
Which, most of which they've ripped out now. They actually do it so people won't talk and annoy other passengers.
Am I right?
Rob, just for those of you that are listening right now, Rob took his last flight in 1978.
They still have some of them.
Some planes have phone booths.
I the look on your face.
I think that's why they
really,
do it.
Most of them don't.
And how about this?
What's that, Rob?
I use my phone in a hospital. And if they don't like it, they can kiss my ass.
You go right down to the surgery center.
And I wave it around.
Where they're doing open heart surgery.
I call the surgeon at the surgery center.
What exactly can cause a plane to malfunction? Is it interference? Is it radio wave interference?
Exactly.
Is that what they're talking
radio
about?
Frequency interference caused by the transmitting and receiving done by your mobile phone. They're
but
concerned.
Nobody takes it seriously, though.
Most of us don't. Right. There has been no evidence, no incidents of that ever truly interfering with the navigation system of an airplane, which is what they've told us all.
The last time I flew, I had my cell phone in my duffel bag up in the overhead, yeah. and it was on. I
forgot.
I had it next to my gun.
Yeah.
And it was on, and I didn't even, what's the good? Do I bother to get up and turn it up? Why? Why bother?
And did anything bad happen?
No, it was a very nice flight.
Did the captain come on the speaker and say, who's got the cell phone on?
No,
of course not.
They can't tell.
Exactly.
It rings.
you! Heathen!
I'll tell you what'll really mess up a flight. Make sure your DVD player's off.
Oh, absolutely.
That can't possibly do anything.
Yeah, because suddenly, you're going to be, the pilot's going to be communicating with the ground control, and he's going to hear the second scene in Scarface. Excuse me, I'm here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus.
It's a good thing. A New York man, meanwhile, is suing JetBlue for supposedly making him sit on the toilet for 3 hours on a 6-hour flight from San Diego.
That is punishment. That is nasty.
I've done it.
Here's what happened.
Yeah, but you did it by choice.
I had to.
No, or was there any choice, really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. This guy was flying on a buddy pass, a standby travel voucher that JetBlue employees give to their friends. But
flying on a muddy pass.
This friend... This friend says the pilot made him give up his seat to a flight attendant, so he's suing for over $2 million.
Wait, that's
how full the plane was.
You mean, so the plane is, has it? It obviously hasn't taken off yet.
No,
so they're on the ground. And he has to go. They make him go into the can.
He has a seat when they take off, and then they ask him to go if he would mind sitting in the toilet.
There's actually a middle step, is what
happened.
Because
the pilot has instructed the flight attendant to sit down.
The flight attendant was in the jump seat. You know what the jump seat is?
Yeah, right. The jump seat is sitting down there in the little area in the front of the cabin.
She found the jump seat uncomfortable and asked for her seat back.
Right.
He volunteered to sit in the jump seat, but that's against FAA laws. Because you have to be an employee to sit in the jump seat.
Right.
And that's when they sent him to the toilet.
So because he couldn't, it was safer for him to sit in the toilet than it was to sit on the jump seat?
Nobody said that. They just asked, where they asked him to sit.
And the villain here is the flight attendant because she said she was uncomfortable.
She was uncomfortable. That's the detail I didn't have.
Okay, let me see if I've got this right.
Uncomfortable.
You got the guy that's sitting in first class or at the front of the airplane.
Right.
He's in a regular seat. The flight attendant complains that the jump seat is uncomfortable. He gives up his seat to let the flight attendant sit in a regular seat.
And he was going to take the jump seat.
Then he goes to the jump seat.
Which is against the law.
Is this on the ground or are we in the air when this is happening?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
He was asked to move when they were already in the air.
So he probably takes off sitting in the jump seat. And then the pilot comes out while the plane is airborne and said, that's illegal. You can't sit there. But why? I've got a question. Why didn't the flight attendant just move back to the jump seat?
I don't know. It's like musical chairs. I get the impression that they were short of seats. That this guy was flying standby anyway.
I smell a rat.
Of course.
I mean, the guy didn't have to stay in the bathroom.
He could have strolled.
Because once the seatbelt light goes up, you can get up and walk around. You didn't have to stay seated unless by some stretch of the amount. You know, I've been on flights where they've had the seatbelt sign on for the whole flight because of turbulence.
Funny you should mention that
because
the pilot did come on the intercom system and announce that everyone should strap themselves in because they were about to hit some turbulence. But this guy couldn't because he didn't have a seat with a seatbelt. All he had was the toilet.
Bethan, we have to get this guy on the show. I want to find out exactly what the problem is because I smell a rat. Something is missing from this story.
Well, people are often reluctant to comment on pending litigation. This guy is suing JetBlue for $2 million. JetBlue has no comment.
I bet he settles out. I bet he gets about a sixth of it. I bet he's really happy.
I'm fascinated, though.
I don't think he'll get the whole thing.
This is one of those great stories that needs more detail because you just don't know what exactly happened. It sounds to me. Let me recreate this.
All right.
It sounds to me. Like they're on the plane, the lady complains that she's uncomfortable. The flight attendant,
right?
Mm-hmm.
He's at the front of the plane and hears her complaints. Said, "Here, take my seat. I'll sit in the jump seat." Then they just switch, right?
I don't know,
but if they switch,
that sounds like it could have happened. He could have gone back to
his seat once the plane was airborne.
We weren't on the plane, so we don't know. The story doesn't tell. JetBlue's not commenting, and all we have is this guy's side of the story.
And you're also talking about a lawsuit, so you know you got about an 80% chance that it might be BS anyway.
Entirely possible.
And he didn't have to have his pants down the whole time.
Rob, somebody's got a bone to pick with you here. This
Why?
Is Ryan in Woodbridge. Ryan, you can use your phone in a hospital. Is that correct?
As far as I know, according to Buzz's wife from out in Berryville, Rob would be the customer at the hospital, and the customer is always right as far as I know.
Thank you, Ryan. I would say go to a hospital tonight even if you don't have patients there and just use it.
The next time I have my knee worked on, I'll call you.
Go for it. Use your phone.
It's a call of support.
While they're operating on you, just to, you know, chat away.
You know, my years of playing football, my knees are shot.
Have fun.
Maybe it's the obesity.
Enjoy yourself, Rob.
Thank you, Mike.
Speaking of toilets, about 90 miles south of Madison, Wisconsin, Magdalene Alvina Middlesworth died at the age of 90 while sitting on a toilet.
Well, not a bad way to go, I suppose.
Well, that was more than a couple of months ago. And
she wasn't in an airplane.
It wasn't until last week that authorities found her body still on that toilet, decaying.
Oh.
A couple of months she sat there. 2 months
hot damn,
on the toilet,
ooh,
decaying. And now a 57-year-old man and a 35-year-old woman have been arrested because they apparently knew about the corpse but never reported it. Instead, they instructed their children to pray that the old woman would come back to life.
Oh, yeah.
They did this for more than 2 months.
Are they voting in West Virginia?
Probably. No, they're in Wisconsin. They're part of a small, eccentric Catholic splinter group.
Dear Lord, Grandma seems not to be taking any nourishment on the toilet. We brought some food to her, and she ain't breathing or nothing. We believe that she may have passed away, and she may indeed be dead.
Dade.
As opposed to prying her off that there toilet and putting her to a great beyond or scattering her ashes or nothing. We're going to let her sit there on her toilet once she likes so bad, once she spent all them hours. And we're going to pray to you, Heavenly Father, that you come down and put your finger of life on Grandma's forehead and you bring her back to life, and she'll just spring on over that toilet and she'll be alive once again. But
amen.
Oh, it's day number 12. My goodness, it smells something terrible.
Maybe you should burn some incense.
We really do hope that God will put his finger on Granny's forehead, touch her, make her come back to life. We love you, Granny.
Touch her all good?
Touch her all good. Shit. Wouldn't bad touch at all.
After making the kids stand around and pray for this dead woman on the toilet for a couple of months, the parents now face charges of causing mental harm to children.
Oh, the kiddies was around. Well,
yeah, the children were forced to pray for this woman sitting on the toilet for 2 months.
Well, here's the way we figured it, Buzz. We said to ourselves, you know, as many prayers as we can get for Granny, and if it's just me and my significant other doing all the praying, I can't tell you whether I'm a man or a woman right now.
It doesn't really matter.
I'm probably a woman.
I was thinking man.
Yeah, thank you, but you're wrong.
It happens.
You're wrong. And please, I'd like to say to all your listeners, when you're on an airplane, turn that cell phone off. Otherwise, they'll make you sit in the toilet for the whole flight.
How about the jump seat?
Our jump seat's too comfortable.
You've learned well.
Too comfortable.
I don't know. I'm just paying attention.
Also from the religion page, a middle school teacher in Mount Vernon, Ohio, is accused of using a high-voltage generator to burn a cross into a student's arm.
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, Rob.
Actually, several parents say their eighth graders have also got crosses burned into their arms. Police are investigating whether John Freshwater's been using this technique to push his Christian beliefs. In the meantime, John continues to teach science.
Heavenly Father, please let us burn this cross into the arm. Show our students how much we care.
He's been told to get rid of the generator.
I smell something burning.
That's flesh.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
Coming up in the second buzz, is your ice cream man a kid toucher? And coming up in our final buzz, possible relief soon at the pumps. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Let's go to Monica in Fairfax, Virginia. Monica, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm a new listener, and I just happened to be listening today as I was reading the Potomac News. Did you see today's Potomac News?
No, I did not. I didn't get a chance to see it, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ed in Reno, Nevada. Ed, how are you?
Good, Mike. Enjoying your show out here in Reno.
Thank you very much.
I can shed a little light on the jump seat. I've worked for an airline for 8 years now.
Okay. What can you tell us about it?
Well, the only extra seat on an aircraft is in the cockpit. The ones that you see the flight attendants sitting are technically jump seats, but they're not extra. They're assigned to the flight attendants on board the aircraft. The only extra would be in the cockpit itself.
Is that still called a jump seat?
I'm sorry?
Is it still called a jump seat, the one in the cockpit?
Yes.
Okay.
Usually for deadheading pilots, pilots that are going off to other cities to catch their flights, it's a courtesy. Now, when a person's flying on a buddy pass, they essentially have no rights. That they'll throw that lawsuit right out because they have no recourse. They lose their luggage.
All right, here's the question I have for you, Ed. Would a regular civilian, somebody who's not a pilot or not working for the airline, would they be able to use that that jump seat? Would that be legal?
Oh, no, not at all.
Right.
A regular airline employee, it's usually just for traveling crew personnel.
Okay, so what do you think?
Post 9/11 scenario, absolutely not.
So what do you think happened on JetBlue? What do you think happened?
Well, I'm guessing the flight attendant was not comfortable sitting in the front, in the cockpit, with the pilot, and is not a very comfortable seat. It's a lot smaller.
You said that there's no validity to this lawsuit, but might there be some validity if he was allowed to be on the plane through takeoff? Shouldn't that have been something?
No, this caller didn't say that.
No, but I'm saying, but in real life.
Right. No, but this caller is not the caller that said the validity, right? I mean, did you say that yet?
No. What would happen for that passenger, if he was a regular passenger, that wouldn't even happen. You know, he must have had a regular seat, flight attendant complained that was riding in the jump seat.
I'm still confused by this.
That person gave it up, but they're not allowed in the cockpit. It doesn't matter if they're a regular airline employee, unless you're a pilot or a crew member, actual flight crew member, they will not allow you in the cockpit.
Well, I see some fault if the details are how they've been laid out to us. There is some fault for JetBlue, because if they let him get on a plane that took off, mm-hmm. and then they have no place to put him except the bathroom,
yeah,
right?
I mean, absolutely.
They're going to have to realize something from that.
They should not have bumped him out of his seat, mm-hmm. and then put him in the toilet.
I think that makes sense. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Let's all agree on that.
Let's go to Eric in Rockville. Eric, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
We're doing great. What's happening?
He touched on a lot of what I was going to say, is that I was at an airline for 5 years, and after 9/11, the only people allowed in the jump seat in the cockpit were flight crew, and that was actual pilots of our airline or another airline, but flight attendants were not allowed in the jump seat.
Okay.
So, all right. JetBlue could have different policy. JetBlue could allow their flight attendants in the jump seat. I kind of doubt it, because the FAA set that. So that pilot, the captain, is probably going to he might lose his job over this.
I would think the flight attendant would.
I would think so.
I think she's the one who arranged this.
You know what? Here's what we don't have the answers to, this because it wasn't in the news story.
We're just guessing.
To whether, you know, this took place, when it happened, what seats we're talking about.
Right.
Because, I mean, we do call the jump seat. You call the jump seats those seats that they face the everybody on
the
plane
exit,
with.
Yeah.
Up in front of the cockpit. And then there's another jump seat where sometimes they get an extra pilot that's flying up there as well.
I've seen the movie Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, well, there you go.
And so I feel that that some money will change hands at this point.
Let's go Brenda in Wichita. How you doing, Brenda?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you?
Good. Hey, I was just calling because I did hear something about this morning on the Today Show, and supposedly the stewardess was complaining that seat was uncomfortable, and the the pilot actually came out and told the guy to move and put him in the bathroom. So it wasn't. It was more of that the pilot had done that, because she kept complaining. Maybe. So
why am I so confused by this?
Well, there are a lot of possibilities. That's why. I mean, we just don't know.
And please call them.
I think that's why the guy is suing, is because the pilot was the one who made him go in and sit in the bathroom for the 3 hours of the flight, because she was complaining that she was uncomfortable. So.
What was he doing there in the first place?
He was just there on the flight, and I guess the flight was full, and so she, like I said, he must have been up in first class or somewhere near that, because she.
Oh, wait a minute! Now, you know what? This might actually make sense, because it sounds like what you're saying is the pilot came out. The
yes.
flight attendant was complaining because maybe she was in some sort of pain, mm-hmm. had
exactly.
back pain or something, and he said, "You know, you take this regular seat, and then, sir, if you don't mind coming up here," he said, "Yeah," and then because he's not allowed to sit.
Right.
In the
right.
staff seat, he's got to go in the bathroom.
I would not be surprised if he was in first class, because, you know, my sister-in-law is a flight attendant.
Yeah, but I don't think they have
a buddy pass. Pilot came out and did that.
Pardon me. The buddy pass will get you in first class if there's availability.
But JetBlue doesn't have first class.
Oh.
JetBlue does not have first class, I don't think. I think
you're right, now that you mention
it. Yeah, a lot of people are calling about this, right? Let's go to Steve. Steve in San Jose, California. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great. What can we do for you, Steve?
What happened is this guy had a buddy pass. They issue these buddy passes, right?
Right.
He had a confirmed seat. They gave him that seat. The stewardess, who was just traveling, asked, she goes, okay, well, since the flight is full, I'll just sit on the jump seat. But because halfway through the flight, she got tired, that's what happened, is that the pilot came out and decided to kick this guy out, tell him to go into the bathroom.
So was the flight attendant not working the flight? Was she deadheading?
She was just deadheading. She wasn't even
working. Oh, that makes
a
difference.
All right, okay.
So she was just cargo like him.
Well, here's a pilot. This guy says he's a pilot for, he's gone. We lost him. Pilot for 21 years. We had to take a break anyway.
Wow.
I don't know. I'd like to find out
more.
I'm sure we will.
I mean, because if a guy was like... on a buddy pass, as they keep saying buddy pass, where he was flying for free.
Right.
It sounds like maybe he said, no problem.
Uh-huh.
And then he sued after the fact because he had to sit in a bathroom. It sounds like something. I smell a rat somewhere in that story. So
how are the JetBlue toilets? I've not flown the airline.
They're just lovely, Rob. And they have little TVs behind the seats, too.
Wow.
But you're in front of the seat.
They all wear real kind of cool, you know, jet black shirts, too.
Nice.
Very, very nice airline. I enjoy that. When we come back, we will be talking wine and how to make money from drinking wine.
Wow.
Well, not drinking. You got to buy it. But I think you have to do a little drinking.
Yeah.
It's an alcohol story.
How to invest in wine.
I jumped right at it. I had to. We'll be back with more on The Big Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.